morning. As Serena just mentioned, this weekend is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots. 50 years ago, it was routine for police to raid gay bars, harass the occupants, line them up outside the bar, arresting some, insisting and checking the genitals of trans women to see if they were real women. The bar staff had codes to let the visitors know the police were coming so they could try and leave the bar. It was a weekly routine for the police and for the queer and trans folk. 50 years ago, for the first time, trans women refused to go to the washroom with the police for the genital check. Gay men refused to show their identification, and lesbians began resisting arrest. And those not lined up outside by the police didn't flee. They stayed. They stood witness, and they encouraged others to join them. 50 years ago, the people at the Stonewall hit a limit. Their need for justice outweighed their shame, and for the first time, they fought back. In doing so, they planted the seed that has grown to be the many rights and protections for LGBTQ folks we have today. Our first principle calls us to recognize the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Our second asks us to fight for justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. And our sixth asks us to work for a world community of peace, liberty, and justice for all. So it's clear that ending oppression for queer and trans folks is part of our call as Unitarian Universalists. And many UU people and congregations have answered that call in the last 50 years, helping to achieve the rights we have today. Same-sex marriage is now legal in Canada, and you can't be fired for being gay or trans most of the time. These achievements were most likely unimaginable to the folks at Stonewall's 50 years ago. Many were even unimaginable to me when I first came out in the 90s. However, there are still many issues facing gay, lesbian, bisexual, queer, and trans folks that are not present for straight and cisgender people. And there are those who are trying to take away the rights that we have fought for, both in Canada and the US and many other countries. So we must continue to be vigilant. We must continue to move forward and continue to enact our principles in the world until we have attained a world community of peace, liberty, and justice for all. Today, we are looking forward. We've invited trans and non-binary youth to share their work with us. The three youth are part of the Trans Tipping Point, a project we have partnered with this year. Corey will tell us about the Trans Tipping Point a little bit later, but first, we're going to watch a short video that will give us some tips on how to be an ally to trans folk. And we might need to turn the sound up. Now I'd like to invite Corey forward, who's going to share with us a few words about Trans Tipping Point.
So Serena and Arn have both already mentioned this idea of, like, I really needed this when I was younger. When I was a teenager, I had no idea what was going on for me. But I also, once I did start to figure out, there were no trans adults that existed in my world. I grew up in a church community that held very different beliefs than inclusion and love and support. And there was a very clearly laid track to hell. So, you know, the motivation to live with honesty and integrity, it didn't feel backed. I didn't have grown-up versions of who I might become present in my life, and a part of what that meant is that I didn't believe that I would ever get to be a grown-up. Every birthday since 24, I've lit an extra candle because I never expected to live this long. And as a white, transmasculine person, my life expectancy is about where I live, maybe a little bit longer. But I know that for trans folks who live in more margins, that I have already exceeded that life expectancy. I'm 34. So it's obviously really important to have opportunities for trans youth to get to meet real trans adults. And that's a huge part of what the project does, building those intergenerational connections. But it is fully a reciprocal process, because the youth who are involved in the project have so much vision and optimism and hope because they're getting to grow up in a world where they are allowed to exist on something other than a track to hell. I am deeply honored to have gotten to know these folks, and am really excited about another year where we get to work together. We spent a year writing a book, which is in the last stages before being published. So any of you, and also academics and social workers and people who work with trans youth, will have the opportunity to read in their own words about their lives and experiences. And then we spent a second year putting together a gallery show. And we had a very successful, very full show, full of a wide range of visual arts that was beautiful and moving. And this year, we're taking it to the stage. I'm very excited that we will be having a retreat in October and another one in the spring, where we will be working together to prepare a variety show that will come to the stage at this time next year. So thank you for your support in the project. It's been nice to know that we have a backing here, and we've used the space some as well. We can't do this without allies, so thank you. And now it's my turn to get out of the way so you can hear from the youth themselves.
First, I'd like to invite Grayson forward. Grayson is a 16-year-old musician, artist, and writer from Victoria, BC. He spends most of his time playing music with his friends in the Vic High R&B band and his own cover band, If and When. Grayson also enjoys drawing cartoons and writing stories far too long to hand in for English class. Being in the trans tipping point has helped Grayson exponentially, giving him the confidence to put himself out there more. He won't be reading as originally planned, but he hopes you enjoy this song.
Never fixed anyone. Biking on lore could have had me beaten. It's a risk I'll take. I feel so defeated. Pretend I don't care. Maybe my ribs are broken. Being young and gay is romantic and upsetting. Explaining why you love someone to God, she keeps forgetting. She said gender is a universe and we're all stars. And I believed her. This planet is bigger than us. Someday we'll leave her for Iadis. For Iadis. For Iadis. Foria, and this is the last time I'll allow my ribs to be swollen, and I'll get a little thin, but I'll feel better in my skin. Baby, my ribs don't feel broken. This body's made for loving, it's not a place for bedding. Let's run around and get all sweaty, I wanna feel myself get healthy. Dysphoria's a bitch, I wanna kick her in the ditch. It's not fair to wanna itch, I love the places that don't fit. Dysphoria, dysphoria. And this is the last time I'll allow my ribs to be swollen.
Thanks, Grayson. Next, I'll invite Forward Hope. Hope is a 17-year-old non-binary artist and writer from Victoria, BC. They use a variety of platforms to express emotions from sorrow to joy in poetry or the odds and ends of creative ideas through writing, no matter it being pen to paper or computer and keyboard. Hope uses these tools to express joy as a therapeutic way to take a break from the complications of life. They are very excited to join you and to share their piece, Gender Fluid. Please join me in welcoming Hope.
This piece is about 2 years old now, and this is also one I did for the book, but it's still one of my favorites that I love sharing. So here we go.
You need to lean forward a little into the mic.
Okay. How I saw myself. I hated how my hair was down and long. I thought it would be better short and up. Ponytail, bun, beanie. My hair tucked away. It looked better. I looked better. I felt more masculine, not so feminine. I began to love it more and more. Though questions had to be asked. Why do you keep your hair up so much? Why do you wear that beanie so much? It looks nice down. For years, I wore that beanie, my hair hidden away. It was 2 years later, someone told me what I had been feeling, an actual term, definition for what I had been feeling. In my own body, what it meant to me in my own heart. I knew the feeling was true. I am gender fluid. I feel masculine at times, then feminine too. I get good days, I get bad days, and in days I don't know how I feel, but I make it through in my hard times. She, her, they, them, he, him. I find it hard at times what can feel right with my gender. What makes me happy is how I feel at the end of the day, knowing I went out in the world as myself and not someone else. I am gender fluid, and that is a wonderful thing.
Finally, Cade can come forward. Cade is a 16-year-old queer artist from Chemainus, BC. He uses a multitude of platforms to express his inner thoughts and weaknesses from pen to paper and pen to tablet. He aims to use his art as a tool for activism as well as therapy for daily struggles and is super excited to share his piece, Pride, with you. Please join me in welcoming Cade.
All right, I'm going to be fair for a minute. I had no idea what I was doing, so I asked my friends. I was like, yo, what should I do for this piece? And they said, I said, well, what's your definition of pride? So, here's my definition of pride. The definition of pride is rather vast. It can be many things. A group of lions being proud of yourself and your accomplishments, or a marginalized group coming together to celebrate their belief or even their own being, such as gay pride. Pride to me means standing up for what I believe in. This can be going to a rally to battle against homophobia as well as transphobia, or joining a parade or celebration for not being prosecuted for who we love. I figured out my definition of pride in middle school, as I'm sure some can relate. I started with the title of bigender, then, after exploring myself a bit more, came out as a trans male. I then began my transition and yet another exploration, where I stand in the community. It took a while to find myself going through different ideas. Will I go stealth? Would I make it a large part of myself? Would I become an activist? After more than a couple of years, I have recently discovered my definition of pride as well as my definition of myself. Today, I consider myself an activist. I push for trans inclusivity and acceptance for our pride. While I do acknowledge myself as a trans man, I don't believe it will ever be the main focus for myself as a person, like a word and sentence. I hope one day it can be the same for everyone, and while we may have the privilege of marriage in this country, we are still being killed and 13 others for who we love. Many people, including myself, will not rest until we are all free to say, love is love.